From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under F, Fiddle. In Rayburn's files is a clipping dated January 15, 1956, from an unidentified paper, of a story, Fiddle for a Wedding, by William Arthur Breifogel. In the beginning of this story, we learn that long years before, Jim Todd had lost his girl Mary to another fiddler, and now, when Jim is the community's solidly respectable miller, Mary's son comes to him for help in a romantic elopement. We will take up the story from that point. In the village, Jim Todd bought some coffee and tobacco, whistled to his dog, and started back to the mill. When he got there, young Peter Duncan was waiting for him. Jim was uneasy. It told in his voice. "Well, how can I serve you?" There was urgency in Peter's reply. "I want you to get your fiddle out and tune it up," he said. "What kind of crazy joke is this? If you came here just to make a fool of me..." "'Tisn't a joke. I came because you're the only one that can help me, and the only one I'd trust to help me. I want a couple of hours of your time tonight. I'd offer to pay you if I thought you'd take pay." Jim Todd's eyes were still angry, but he said, "Go on." "I aim to run off with Faith Mortimer and marry her. Maybe you've heard about that, and how I play my fiddle every night, so that Faith will know I'm waiting for her. I hear that Luke Mortimer told someone that as long as he could hear it, he could rest easy." "That's what I heard, too," cried the boy, eagerly, "and that's what gave me the idea. I want you to go and stand where I usually do and play your fiddle. I'll be down at Faith's window. She's only got to slip out and come with me while her father thinks I'm nowhere near." "Well?" Jim Todd said roughly, "I haven't touched fiddle or bow in 30 years, boy." "I don't believe you've forgotten," said Peter Duncan flatly. How could a person forget that it ever had the feel of a fiddle under his chin? "Hold on a minute. How do you know the girl will run off with you?" "I don't know," Peter Duncan agreed. "At least, not the way I know I'm sitting here. But I know. Just the way I know you can still play your fiddle." "But suppose you do run off and get married. You can't just play the fiddle all your life." "I know. But I've got a couple of $100, and I've got these." He held out a pair of hands that looked almost as strong as Jim Todd's. "Where will you go, then, and what will you do?" "Go anywhere and do anything that's honest. Why don't you go and get your fiddle?" "Later. I'll practice some before tonight. What time do you want me?" "Mortimer mostly goes to bed about 9, so play him into a sound sleep and leave the rest to me." "How am I to know what happened if you get away?" "We'll come past the mill, and I'll leave a sign for you. I can't tell what, but you'll know when you see it." He got up and wrung Jim Todd's hand. "Pa always told me, if I wanted to pattern myself after anyone in these parts, you were the man. And Ma used to say, if she had a kindness to ask, she'd ask it of you." Up on a dark hill, Jim Todd looked down at the lights in Luke Mortimer's house, and then he took out his fiddle and tuned it and started to play. The tunes he remembered best led him to others he had half forgotten, and eventually, as he fiddled, it didn't matter who had won a fiddling bee 30 years ago. He could not be sure how long he had been looking at Luke Mortimer's house before it struck him that all the lights were out down there. But now he wondered what had happened to Peter Duncan and Faith. The boy had said he would leave a sign. When he came to his own door, his hands felt over the surface for anything Peter might have left. He felt for the latch and something brushed against his finger, something soft tied to the door handle. He fumbled for a match and struck it. He saw a lock of the girl's bright hair tied with a scrap of ribbon to a shorter, darker lock of Peter Duncan's. Jim Todd drew a great breath and got the door open. He didn't light the lamp yet, but went to sit on the doorstep, feeling for his pipe. They ought to be well on their way by now. With the start they had, they ought to be all right.